Activists and faith leaders across Arizona are taking in large numbers of undocumented immigrant families who've been released by federal authorities. A group of young girls race each other around the parking lot at Shadow Rock United Church of Christ. The kids are among 50 undocumented immigrant families who are being fed, clothed, and sheltered here. In recent days, U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement released hundreds of these families. Gerardo Alvarez is from Guatemala. After days in detention, he says grapes have been his favorite food at Shadow Rock.
Me siento feliz. He pensado que sí existe gente buena.
Alvarez says he's happy at the church, and he's been thinking, good people do exist. Ken Heinzelman is senior minister at Shadow Rock, which has taken in immigrants seeking asylum for a couple of years.
We've never done it to this scale before, and we just organized ourselves in a little bit different way.
Volunteers are also helping the families catch buses to other parts of the country, where they will live with relatives while their immigration cases go forward. Alvarez is headed to New York City with his teenage son.
Que aprenda algo bueno va para un futuro mejor.
Alvarez says he hopes his son learns a good skill and has a better future. Matthew Casey, KJZZ News, Phoenix.
The federal government has been quietly releasing hundreds of undocumented immigrant families in Arizona in recent days. For more on this, I'm joined by KJZZ's Matthew Casey. He spent yesterday afternoon on the campus of a North Phoenix church that's taken in about 50 of these families. It's helping them travel across the country to connect with relatives and friends. Matt, good morning.
Good morning, Mark.
So how exactly did you find out this was going on?
Well, late Friday afternoon, I got a phone call. A source that I know gave me a tip saying, hey, the ICE, Immigration and Customs Enforcement, is about to start letting hundreds of families out. And then on Monday morning, the Arizona Daily Star had a report that it was happening in Tucson. So I went to the Greyhound station here in Phoenix and just happened to bump into a church volunteer who was helping a family catch a bus and then continued following that thread.
So do we know how many families have been released by ICE?
No, we don't. Based on our reporting, talking with sources, etc., we know it's in the hundreds here in Arizona.
Is this just a lack of detention space? Are there other factors that are leading to this?
When ICE released a statement on Monday, they didn't say anything about not having enough space to put these people in detention. They've just said that they were doing this to stay in line with the decades-old court settlement known as the Flores Agreement, which limits the amount of time kids can spend in detention. I believe it's 20 days. But since mid-August, we know that Border Patrol has been finding large groups of undocumented people in Arizona's southwest border with Mexico and down around Lukeville, that area, Sonoyita, those places. And, I mean, these groups are huge. We're talking some of them with more than 150 people.
Mm. Now, Matt, you had a chance to spend time with some of these families at a church that's known for offering sanctuary to undocumented people. What did they tell you?
Most of them were from Guatemala, and I met one man and his son who were from Honduras. The boy was about 3. He had an eye infection, and they were trying to get him health care. I believe they did by the time I had left. But basically, everybody had sort of the same story. They either came to the U.S. because the economics in their home country weren't working out for them or untenable, so to speak. Basically, a lot of them worked in agriculture, and they talked about coffee failing as a crop or the price falling through the floor. And then the other big reason, of course, was organized crime. MS-13, La Mara, as people call it, they mentioned that quite a bit. The families were a mix of young and older kids. I didn't see any babies, but I did see one toddler. The kids, they played like normal kids. Soccer, racing around the parking lot, playing with, you know, miniature matchbox cars, that kind of things. The adults spent most of the time talking in groups. Some people were trying to find a way to get in touch with loved ones back home because they hadn't yet let them know that they were safe.
So, Matt, why do some of the people who are helping these families want to keep a low profile while doing that?
They have good intentions and good reasons, and it really comes down to protection. Their point is these immigrant families are incredibly vulnerable. For instance, some speak indigenous dialects more than Spanish. I met a couple people like that yesterday. Some people are sick. Like I mentioned, the young boy had an eye infection. Others have been traumatized by their journey and time in detention. So these faith leaders and activists also point out that there are people in Arizona who may show up at their facility and protest against these families. They want to avoid that so they can keep the focus on helping the families.
All right, that's KGZZ's Matthew Casey. Matt, thanks as always. Appreciate it.
You bet, Mark. Thank you.